Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. That's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, July the 3rd, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Wren, 98, here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. We are here on a Wednesday. Didn't want to be, but we are. So let's make the best of it. All right, Ray, you put some information out?
Let's see. We did have some updates from Tuesday. So we will review those real quick. The Tuesday update. 1 second. There it is. Iraqi news. Reportedly, Sadr resigns from the Peace Corps effective immediately. My thought, is that anything significant to our interest? Also, voting on the CBI governor has been rescheduled to Thursday, July 4th. The different blocs had disagreements with names submitted by Mahdi. Also, another update for Tuesday, reportedly, Parliament has decided to vote on the CBI governor today instead of Thursday. So those were Tuesday's updates. And that takes us into where we are now.
Well, it was in the news of the day. Let's see.
News for the day?
I don't know
any exciting news for today.
Oh.
Did we get updates on that Minister of Education? That's no longer an issue.
We did get an update that it was no longer an issue.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But all right. So, good news. Everything's still going. We did get verification that the ATMs are in operation over there. We didn't get the Lord Denom statement, but we did.
Yes,
We just got it. Send it to me. Okay.
Okay.
I was waiting all morning for it.
Yeah, it just popped in.
All right. So, they are doing Lord Denom through the ATMs today.
Yes.
Okay. So. Okay, there we go. All right, you guys saw the other information. All the banks are still waiting. They didn't let their people go home again last night, so they have been on lockdown since Monday or Sunday night. Haven't been home. They're staying in hotels, fed, everything. Haven't been able to use their phones except to call their spouses, who we know have friends and people they love who... it's too late now. I would say maybe make them cut off their spouses because things are going on. So, we do have bank personnel. What you guys want to know is they are sitting there waiting for it as we speak, which means it could be any second, any moment. They're trying to make it happen today, at least tomorrow. They are already telling people they will have money in their accounts on Friday morning and that they will be liquid on Friday morning. And that's all we really need to know. Somewhere between right now and Friday morning, this thing should be over. I did get confirmation a few minutes ago that they are trying to make it today. They are trying to make it today. So that's what they're pushing for. They have already told exchange personnel, not bank personnel, exchange personnel, that they will be working tomorrow. They've already told them that. They will be working tomorrow. So that's all we really need to know. We're sitting here. We're waiting for the 800 numbers right now. Now, if they're going to come or not, I don't know, but they'll come supposedly an hour, 2 hours before it goes, and they'll have people start making appointments, and they think they'll be doing appointments tomorrow. That is the plan. So sometime today, this evening, tonight, because the market's just closed, perfect time to do it. Markets are closed. Nobody's getting caught in the transaction. They can get this party started. So... whether they make it today or just carry it over to tomorrow, that is the plan. And there's nothing else for us to talk about, so goodbye. All right, Ray. No, I'm just joking. We're going to talk. But anyway, there's really nothing else to talk about. They're still there. This is the time frame. The rates are the same. Nothing has changed there. Different banks are going to do different structured payouts because it's up to the bank. So they plan on doing something different. So we can't really give you that. All they're really telling us right now, I mean, the exchange view we know is you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. That seems to be a common theme against all of them. You're going to be happy. I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay. Like, you know what makes me happy, but okay. So we're going to go for it. All right, Ray, who's first?
Okay, questions and answers. Steve Yoga says, on Monday, Tony said that the big meeting over the weekend with the IMF, World Bank, U.S. Treasury Secretary, British Secretary, etc., took place and that it was a green light. I think we all saw this meeting as a very positive sign. Could you tell us more about what happened at that meeting?
No, it was a green light. Okay. What we care about is the RRB is going, everybody agreed, and we're waiting to go. I don't know anything else. They wouldn't let me in the meeting, so I don't have all the details. Everything is there except for the reforms in the future. That's what's going to happen. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Spaghetti says, Hubby and I have several currencies. When the 800 number comes out, we are instructed to wait. But I came up with a split plan that I hope is viable and will also satisfy my impatient husband who might not want to wait. He would like to take several currencies, go in by himself, and ask for contract rates, knowing I would have to go later to sign the NDA. I would keep just the ZIM and wait for instructions before calling the 800 number and go in by myself. I also want the highest rates on the ZIM with the contract rates and humanitarian plans. Does that sound like a reasonable plan to you, to split up forces like that?
I don't know if you can split up forces like that. If they know you have a spouse and they want your spouse to be there to sign the NDA when you're going through the process. So I don't know if that's going to work or not. But when you dial the 800 number, ask them, can you make separate appointments? And see, or one can say you want to go to one bank and the other one say, well, I want to go to this other bank. I don't know, guys. I don't know all of their procedures. Now, are you taking a chance on doing it? Absolutely. If he's going in and getting the contract rates, that's the highest rates you can get anyway. So I don't know the purpose of waiting to go in with the ZIM. The ZIM is going to be what it is. He's going to get the rate, or you're going to wait and 90 days or whatever time to get your plan approved to get that contract rate. So waiting to do it won't change the rate on the ZIM. The only rate that are going to change is the dinar as it's on Forex was going to go up and down because of where it's at. The dong ZIM may go up a little bit and come right down, but they're going to be where they are. I don't see a lot of investors or hedge funds or anybody else going after those two currencies like they will the dinar. So I don't see the purpose of you splitting it up. But nothing beats a failure but a try. If that's what you want to do. Okay, who's next?
Jim in KC says, Tony, Ray, number one, in your discussions with the various banks, have you asked what, if anything, they have been told about the tax status on the exchange?
I just got from them yesterday. This is a non-taxable event. That's what they've been told. This is a non-taxable event as of yesterday. I got that from them.
Okay. And we've always heard that from the committee, and that still remains. That was the second question about the committee. The third question is referencing diversification of accounts, and you got a whole lot there, Jim. So, yes, you... You're not missing anything. You're right with all that diversification strategy. Okay, so we'll go to Sunstar. Number one, Tony, any luck talking to the community contacts about the humanitarian project procedures?
No. So what he gave us then, we got no update from him or that the procedures had changed, and none from the bank. They said they will be giving the information out during your appointment. That's all I can tell you. Now, somebody's going to go in before you do. You're not the first one in. And then we'll have all the information, and we'll put that out. But until then, no.
All right. Mountain View says, when you gave the RV values for exchange, you didn't mention the rupiah. Is it still in the basket, and would you know the value on it?
It's still in the basket, and I don't believe that number has changed because it hasn't changed for months or years.
Right.
Which was one what, Ray?
108 and 125.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, Zandrine says, would you please play the birthday song for Lynetta? Today is her sweet 16th birthday. Okay, Lynetta. A sweet 16th birthday. She's listening on this call. Well, even if she isn't, happy birthday to Lynetta.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday. All right.
Okay, let's see. I just did that one, Zandrine. Okay. Mercy's Child. If you're married, I need to talk to your husband. Well, Mercy's
okay.
Child, how many times can I use the 800 number to set up an appointment? I plan to exchange my currency with at least 4 different banks. I didn't think it would be fair to exchange it all in one place and bargain for a rate, knowing that I was going to remove 3/4 of it later. I have large amounts of dinar and dong, but a much larger amount of zim, which could mean several structured payouts. What strategy would you use?
Well, it's interesting because you know you're going to get the highest interest rate with all your money, I think. And while you're having several structured payouts, I'm not sure because it's all going to still come monthly and you end up with the same amount of money unless it's different. Unless you're not confident in the bank that you're putting your money in, so I can see. Because nobody's going to spend all that money at one time. And I swear, I hope to God, you don't spend it all monthly, that you need that money the following month, or that it's that much of a concern. But if you want to, when you call the 800 number, again, tell them that. Because they're recording these appointments. They're recording your name and number. They're knowing how many people, because they are, in fact, tracking it. So don't think you're going to fool them by calling one time and then calling another and schedule, because it's going to be in the system. So simply tell them what you plan on doing and say, I want to do this and how many times. Because I can't answer all these individual questions, guys. Some of them you're just going to have to ask the bank when you call and give them your strategy. So while I do see putting banks in competition with each other to find out who's the best, and in all honesty, is the best policy, I tell them up front, this is what I plan on doing. So shoot your best shot, because that's what I'm looking for, the best shot. And I'm being honest with you about it. And go ahead and do it. That's what I would do. Okay?
All right. Larry One says, You mentioned some banks are giving 0% on fees, I guess charging 0% on fees. Can you disclose some of the banks?
No, because that's for you to do when you go in there, depending on how much you have, how much they're going to do. So I can't tell you which bank is going to do what. You go in there arguing. It's all going to be based on you. I told you guys last year or 2 years ago, they put it in the computer, and the guy said, this is what it is. And the guy said, no, I'm not paying that. And he put this in, this went, no, I'm not paying that. And he said, zero, and he put it in the computer, and it went through. So it all depends on which bank, and then it depends on you. How much you have, what you're looking for, and the conversation you're having with that person across the desk. But can it happen? Yes. Will it happen? That depends on you. How much you have. Okay?
Okay. KJ says, a few years ago when the privilege were exchanging and getting the contract rate, did they eventually receive cash credit for the exchange, or are they still waiting for their SKRs to be monetized?
A lot of people are waiting for their SKRs. A lot of people have had pending deposits on their accounts for 2 years, 3 years now. People could be completed their transactions, and they're all supposed to go live on Friday. So we're going to see if that's what happens. Okay.
All right. Dale Broa says, is it possible that the 10 days from RV in country, similar to Kuwait, it will then go international?
It's possible that it's going to go international today or tomorrow. Not that it's waiting 10 days. So that's what we're looking for. Today or tomorrow, everybody's supposed to be liquid on Friday morning.
All right. Nineball asks, does the non-taxable status include the ZIM?
It includes all these transactions is what we understand.
Okay. Dr. Pete says, have the banks or exchange centers been doing any exchanges this week or this past weekend? And if so, is the money exchanged in an SKR or is it accessible in liquid?
It is in a pending deposit that is supposed to be accessible Friday morning. And yes, they have.
All right. Let's talk to some live individuals.
Okay.
610, you're first on the list.
Wow. How about that today, Ray? Holy mackerel.
Oh, man, you need to hang up and call back later so I can take a break. But anyway, no,
Tommy,
go ahead.
That's what, that's what I was just going to ask you. Did you need me to go to the back of the line again? Oh,
no, go ahead.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, it's a new day and a new month, and that means there's a new bill to pay. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the call. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite 4th and a dynamite day today, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Sure. Thank you, sir. Hopefully this will be the last time you ever get to do that. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that pink slip from Ray.
All right. me too.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right. 760 area code. You are on.
Good morning or good afternoon, Ray and Tony. Hope
good afternoon.
You guys are doing super fantastic today. I have a question, and my question is, you may have answered it before. I haven't heard it. I've been waiting, but since we're close, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out here. When we go into the bank in exchange and we want the contract rate for the ZIM, I understand it has to go back to Zimbabwe to be approved. Now, when it comes back, what if they do not? Now, I'm anticipating them approving it, but I want to know what's the next step. Will we go back to the street rate, or what will our rate be at that time if it is not approved for some reason? Or do you not know?
I don't say. I know a lot, but the future is not one of them. So, okay. I don't know what they're playing. I don't know what the rate is going to be at that time. I don't know what the reaction on Forex is going to be. Because whatever it is, you're going to get the Forex rate at that time. Because this part will be over it in 90 days, I would think. Now, they may say we'll give you 35 cents if it's not approved. But I don't know, and we won't know until somebody goes to the bank to find out all the details. Which is RVs announced, and then they can freely give us the details. But right now, at the moment, that's not something we can answer.
Okay. I appreciate that. You all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You too. Happy 4th.
To you too. Thank you.
Okay. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your doing the call. Appreciate the info, and thank you to 610 for your continued loyalty and in helping keep this on the line. Got a couple of questions for you, kind of based on the nuggets that you shared with us yesterday, talking about the CBI election, the fact that it was supposed to have been on Thursday and then they moved it up. What actually has occurred? I haven't found anything announced as yet. Have your folks indicated what the status is on that?
I haven't found anything. Didn't see anything yesterday. Haven't seen anything this morning. So that'll give us probably the rest of this call for about 5 minutes for Tish to find out and send it to her.
Come on, kid.
Okay. That's right.
Because I was kind of curious whether or not this might ultimately, you know, we've been so kind of in a stew with respect to the Minister of Education, and then you were saying, well, that's no longer really an issue, and whether or not ultimately this whole thing with the CBI governor is no longer an issue, or if it ever actually had been. So I was curious on that there. So, other question, I've been intrigued in all of this with the historical aspect of it, of the info that you're getting from your Treasury contact person versus what the bank personnel are telling you, and how they really seem to be 180 from one another. At this particular point, how close do you feel that they are now to each other, or are they still fairly far apart?
Okay. The bank is saying they're doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Treasury says they're doing it. Our guys are just, it's our committee guy who says they're not doing
I'm sorry,
it.
I stand corrected. Yes, committee guy, the committee guy.
And it's our Pentagon person who says they're not doing it. So the two who handle the actual money say they're doing it, and the two who don't handle the money saying no, they're not. So we're going to see. So far, they're doing it.
I'll go with that one. And with that, 10 days from whenever this actually happens, I like what you're saying. We could be looking at it within the next 24 to 48. It certainly is making for a very happy 4th of July, our Independence Day. I like to look at it as our Financial Independence Day potential, our Semper Fi type day. And 10 days from whenever that is will be our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. Looking forward to that as well. And again, happy 4th to you guys, and appreciate the info. Very, very much.
All right. Happy 4th to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony and Ray.
Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
I am fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
The nth degree.
Yeah. I'm excited. I loved all that news you guys just shared. That's exciting. So I will have my phone close. Okay, I have a couple of questions. Say, for instance, if we do get the 1-800 numbers tomorrow, Friday, whatever, and we make our appointments, we go in. Will there be, I mean, I know that we'll be able to get up to $10,000, you know, cash or whatever, but the other monies that they put into our accounts, will the banks have a hold on that money? And if so, will each bank have their own policy of as to how they're going to do their the way that they're going to, you know, like some banks will hold it 3 days, some banks will hold it 7 days or whatever. Do you think that that will be the same type of policy that they have with this exchange, or will it be liquid right away, in your opinion?
You're supposed to get 10% of your money accessible when you do your exchange.
Okay?
10%.
Okay.
You're supposed to get 10%. You're supposed to get a card with a minimum of $50,000 on it. I mean, the more you have, then the more that card will go up, and your 10%. You're supposed to get up to $14,000 cash. Could be. You know, anything over 10, you got to fill out the paperwork and do all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I know is occurring on Friday, or what I was told yesterday by his wealth manager, is that he will have 10 to 15 million liquid on Friday morning. He got 25% of his total, and the rest he agreed to a structured payout.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But when you're getting 25%, if anybody did that, of what they have, and you're talking about 40, 50 million, and, you know,
right.
I think you get 10 to 15 million your first 30 days, and then you're getting over $1 million a month every month that after. I would think that would work for most people, because they don't plan on spending it all in 30 days, right?
Mhm. Right, right. Okay, so my next question is, so the structured payout, that would that be with all of the currency that you hold included in that structured payout, or if would it be just for the ZIM? Because
this
I know
is
in the
just for the dinar. This is a structured
just
payout just for the dinar so far.
But,
so we don't know what's going to happen with the rest.
Oh, wow. So with the dinar, did they have to have a certain amount in order for it to be a structured payout? Because, you know, a lot of us don't hold, like, a whole lot of millions of that dinar. You know, some of us may hold a million or two because it was pretty expensive to purchase. So regardless of...
I don't see them doing structured payouts there, and I don't know where it started. But I can tell you I was surprised that it started at 40 million. 50 million. That just shocked me that they were doing a structured payout with that little bit. And I say it's a little bit, because there are a lot of people who have a whole lot more than that, which I know they will do structured payouts with.
Okay. So they may not do it. Well, I mean, you don't know. So, I mean, I
don't know. People getting 10 million, 15 million, you know, or 5 million something, and get all this right up front, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, so if they're doing that with the dinar, I would definitely think they may try to set up something with the Zim, because the Zim would be so much money, you know, with one.
Well,
note.
We always believe that the Zim would be a structured payout anyway. So, yes, I would think so.
Right. So if that's the case, well, as far as you know, are they still only taking so many notes on the Zim?
They never said they were only taking so many notes. They said there were so many notes that you could get the contract rate at. They're going to take them all at some rate.
For the Zim. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so my last question is, I mean, this is pretty historic with this happening around 4th of July. Was there, in your opinion, do you know if there was a reason why they wanted to do it on this holiday, well, you know, around this holiday, or it just so happened it just fell like that because everything finished up around this time?
It was supposed to be before June the 30th. So
somebody
intentionally brought it to this time, either because, again, the markets were going to be closed and it could be disguised on the weekend while people are out celebrating, or someone is trying to use it for a political agenda.
Okay. Well, it's a good holiday. I like it. So I'm hoping this is over. All right. Well, thank you guys, and I'm going to pray this thing is over, and we will be in the banks by at least the weekend or Monday. So, all right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Ready.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Happy 4th. All right.
301, area code, you are on.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm fine.
All right, man. How you doing?
To the nth degree.
I have a question. What makes this different than previous times where we were almost positive that this thing was going to happen?
Let me see.
I mean, we've been given dates and times, and it's going to happen in the morning, it's going to happen over the weekend, and you know, here we are, it was supposed to happen by the 30th, it didn't happen. Now it's saying, well, you know, it's 4th of July, this is the perfect time, market closed, as you just mentioned. So what's different between then and now?
I think there's a lot of perfect times. This just happened to be the one they chose for as far as the market is concerned. Everything was said to be done by June the 30th. Everything that was required to be done has been done. All the laws have been passed. Everything they've been arguing about for the last 6-7 months, even though they said it, is the ministers are now in place, both the defense and the interior minister, which was the two critical ones because they hold the money and what's going on with it. The fact that they have been passing out the Lord's in arms, telling them about the cards, Visa and MasterCard both have announced that their intention was to go international the first week in July, which is where we're at. They're telling the Iraqi people that it was going to go international. They activated the ATMs and a point of sales yesterday, and are reading it again so they can use it internationally. Tells us all. The banks are again saying it's going. They've been holding their people or sequestering them since Sunday night in hotels so they wouldn't be giving out the various information that they are now telling them that they hadn't told them in the past. All adds up to what we're doing. The ones who have already done exchanges are all being told they will be liquid on Friday morning. All tells us something is scheduled to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, because like every other time, somebody could do something stupid. So until it's done, it's just going to be done. But it is scheduled to be done. It is, in fact, scheduled to be done today or tonight. But will it happen? I can't guarantee you. Am I waiting for it? Yes, because Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I've been told by the people who are supposed to know, because they're giving them out to anticipate the 800 numbers. So that's what I'm doing.
You mentioned earlier that the lower denoms, you got verification that they're in the ATMs. Have they been dispensed? Are they just sitting there? Or
the ATMs are operational as of yesterday.
Have the lower denoms been dispensed? Is that why they're saying that they're there, or are they just sitting there with the value of the currency currently? How would the lower denoms be dispensed from the machines?
They wouldn't, I guess, unless they did a rate change in there. And that's why we asked the question. Are they putting them out like they were before? Are they letting them make change at the ATM machine? We're being told, yesterday we were told no. This morning we said, Ray just told you, we just got yes. So I haven't talked to him, questioning the details, but he did say yes. The lower denoms are coming out of the ATM machines today. They were not yesterday.
I know everything is not 100%. So that fraction of a percent, what would you say would be the reason for this not happening by Friday?
I wouldn't say there's a reason, because I don't know a reason, because everything is scheduled to go. They were just waiting for a certain time, and that's what they've been sitting there. We just don't know what that time is or what that moment in time is. But they're saying they got a green light to do this. They're waiting for the time to do it. So hopefully that time was after this call started, because the market is closed, sometime between now and Friday morning, this is scheduled to go live.
Right. I also want to commend you guys. You have a tremendous amount of patience. Some of your listeners, based on their questions, I don't know how they function without you guys. So I just want to commend you on that, and hopefully they'll take heed to your advice to go to the professionals and to the banks directly with some of these questions, because this is, this is the first time anything like this has happened. And so for them to rely on you to answer, you know, some of these questions, it's just setting themselves up for chaos when they get to the bank to try to exchange their money. So with that,
okay, let's do
July.
This. All right. And well, happy 4th to you. I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. I understand what you're saying, but that's why we've been here for the last 10, 12 years, to try to help people understand it, understand the process, to think before they react when this happens, and to go in having a plan. So I never, ever have an issue with discussing the possibilities or how I would do things, because we're educating people about something that has never happened before. We're trying to educate people how to protect and how to put use money that they never thought they would have in their lifetime. And because what's going to happen to a whole lot of people as soon as this goes live is they're going to be paralyzed with fear that I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm not going to get as much as I could have gotten, or I don't know what to do with this, or now that I got it and I'm rich, somebody's going to try and take my money, or somebody's going to try and kidnap me this evening because they know I got dinar. A whole lot of things. That's what we've been trying to do, work through those things with people. With our main goal being what? Years ago when I started, they told me 90% of these people will be broke in 2 years, so it doesn't matter. That's what they told me. It doesn't matter. They're going to be broke because they don't know what they're doing anyway. So our goal has been up to that point to affect a change in that number as much as we can. And we do that by answering these what we've seen as simple questions, or questions that we think people should know, but they really don't. And we go through it. I'm going to tell you guys, I absolutely go through it. My wife tells me all the time. My friends tell me all the time. And I know this is bad because it's not, because they tell me, say, hey, I mean, you know, you talk down to people. And I'm like, no, I don't. Yes, you do. And I said, no, I don't. They said, well, you act like people should know things. And I said, why not? They said, because everybody doesn't know what you know. But and I simply say, well, I don't know why not, because I ain't nobody special. I mean, you know, not like I got a degree in economics or anything else. I'm just a guy who goes out and do things. Well, everybody don't know what you know. So 5-6 years ago, even for that, I tried to adjust it and look at that and say, maybe they're right. Everybody doesn't know what I know, even though I assume it. So I have to look at that. I have to look at when I answer a question, and then 5 minutes later, I get the same question, and 5 minutes later, I get the same question. Maybe I didn't do something right, because I know I answered it 3 times. I know I'm giving the same answer, but not the same. So I try and answer it a different way every time so that whoever is on the other side of that conversation understands it. And then people say, oh, okay, I got it this time, because that's the way they needed to hear it. But that was our purpose of being here anyway, making sure everybody learned and felt comfortable once they get this, but the biggest thing that they weren't taking advantage of once it happened. So I know some people ask some crazy questions, and some of you guys say, oh, my God. But everybody doesn't know what you know. It was a lesson I had to learn and a lesson a lot of us need to learn. Everybody just doesn't know what we know because they haven't been involved in what we've been involved in, and their life hasn't been like our life. So in that respect, there are no bad questions, guys. Now, 10 times, I'm going to give you 10 answers. 11 times, I'm going to start questioning you, okay? I'm just joking. All right, but that's what happens when we go through it. It's all good. But thanks.
Okay, that takes us to 718.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am fantabulous. You be integrated.
I am pleased that people texting me about listening to my family. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, my question is very simple. A couple of weeks ago, Ray, you gave us a link that we needed. That it had various questions on it we should have answered before going to the bank. I did mine and misplaced it. Is it possible that you could share that link with me again, please?
Was it the 2 pages or the 20 pages? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
Ray will have to share it with you anyway. Go ahead, Ray.
What was it, the 22 pages?
The 21 pages.
Yeah, that's in the latest blast and tweets. You can go there and pull that.
And where would it be?
Where all the updates are that I post. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's where it is.
It's there. Everybody said they saw it there. It was pinned like the second or third one in a row. Mm-hmm. Either that's the 2 page or the 21 page, right in the form. You know how to get to the form?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh.
All right, I'll look again. Thank you.
Yeah. Latest blast and tweets photo. Okay.
Thank you. I'll look again.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Afternoon.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
The nth degree.
I'm great. That's a good thing today. A lot of good news came out, and that's great. A blessing to hear. Just a couple of questions. Did they say to you, have it changed with the time frame, how long we may be in the bank when we go to exchange?
You mean rather than 50 minutes, is it 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, I don't think so. I mean, they were trying to get people through in 15 minutes, but they realized that didn't work. So this is going to be 30 to 45 minutes is what they're trying to get people through, somewhere in between there. they think they can get you done.
Okay, you answered one of my questions about why were they sequestered. And the other one is did they say, was it going to be like a week, 2 weeks later before we come back in to see the wealth manager, the advisor?
Well, everybody's going to be different. I know people who have already gone through, they were scheduled the following week to meet with their wealth manager.
Okay. Okay, that's about it because you answered my other questions from another caller. Thank you all for your time.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And we hope to hear from you all today or tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Have a happy 4th. You know.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. 850, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gents. How y'all doing today?
Good afternoon. Fantabulous, sir. The integrity. And yourself.
So my question is, I know that, you know, Tony said time and time again, there's 5 people who are getting the numbers, the 800 numbers in their release. Who exactly or what entity does that those numbers actually come from?
The numbers are came from the Treasury, we understand, put them together.
Okay. Okay. And that's it. I think everybody else asked some other questions. All right. Well, thanks, and happy 4th of July to all of you.
All right.
Take
care.
Happy 4th to you, too.
951, area code, you're on.
Yes, good morning. And
good morning.
I really do. Good morning, yeah. Hey, it is. I really do hope this is our time finally, you know, so. My question is, I think I kind of talked to you a little bit about it before. I have gifted like a single $500,000 dong out to some people, and they're not comfortable going to the banks by themselves. Now, if they just had one note, is that something they can go to a bank with, or would they have to call the 800 number? I know if they want the better rate, they have to call the 800 number, correct?
If they wanted a contract rate, they would have to call the 800 number, yes. But
okay.
Anything under $10,000, they can just go to the bank in exchange. Anything over $10,000, they're going to have to call the 800 number.
Okay, so they're going to have to call the 800 number one way or another then. So, regardless. So, okay. And,
I don't know. If you gave them one 500 note, or did you say 500,000? Is that what you meant?
$500,000.
Okay. Okay. Then they're going to have to dial the 800 number.
Okay. And some of them aren't, they don't know anything about this. Only what I've told them. I've only told them very little or whatever. You know, I told them what I thought they could handle, you know, and I was going to work with them afterwards too. But they're not comfortable going to the exchange by themselves, and they want me to go with them. Is there any way you know that could happen? I know you.
Not that I know of, because they're over 18. They're grown people. They should have been listening and educating themselves if they wanted to get the most out of it. The bank's not going to let you go in there and advise everybody they're talking to legally. They didn't say they can't do that. Is my opinion, and I know before they said they wouldn't do that, but I'm going to tell you, dial the 800 number, see what he tells you. You get to the bank,
okay.
And they say, hey, you can't be in here, then you can't be in here. You can't be responsible for adults, even though
right.
I'm trying to do right now, okay? But we're doing it through education, okay? But I'm not walking in there with each person and decide what's right and what's wrong for them, what they should take and what they should and what they should put it in for their family and everything else. Because all said and done, I can give you the perfect plan, and I know it's the perfect plan, and you can go in there and we can sit down and do it, and we walk out the bank, and 2 weeks from now, you didn't pay attention to nothing I was saying because I was doing it. You mess up, lose a lot of money, and it's Tony's fault. Because that's what's going to happen. Soon as the money gets spent, soon as something goes wrong, well, you told me to do it. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Been there, done
wow.
that.
Okay. I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I'll just, tell them to listen to the calls. You know, go online, listen to the calls, educate themselves, get as much information as they can. I'll answer whatever questions I can for them and go from there. So,
okay. Yeah. Go in there and be an adult. Tell them that. Okay.
Yeah.
You're ready to get $500,000. I mean, act like it. That's all. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
201 area code. You are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July. I just have two questions. Can you explain what the ceiling rate is and what is the spread rate?
What a ceiling rate is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anything, it's the highest rate. I mean, if it's at the ceiling, that's the highest rate they can give you.
What is the spread fee?
The spread fee is what they're buying it and what they're selling it for. The difference between them.
But I don't understand. What do you mean? Like if I'm exchanging $1 million at 3 whatever, that's not what I'm going to get?
If you're exchanging $1 million at 3 whatever, yeah, you're going to get whatever the rate. There's a buy and sell rate that you should look up, okay? And there's a difference in that. And then there's a fee for selling it, which could be 1% or even less, or 2% is what I was told, or less. So, yeah, they're going to take that out, and then you're going to get the rest.
So I'm going to get hit with two fees. I'm going to get hit with the buy and sell fee and with the 1% fee.
No, that is the fee to buy or sell. There is a fee.
Oh, the 1% is the same as the spread fee.
And I don't know that it's going to be 1%. I just know each bank is going to have a fee.
A fee, okay. All right. You answered my question. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Okay, Ray.
All right, let's see here. Next up, I lost the one. Here we go. 918. You're on.
Good day, fellas. How are you?
Hey, sir.
All right, good morning.
Couple questions here. You had mentioned coming out of the chute, the dinar, the dong, the zim, the rupiah. Y'all have any information, fellas, on the Afghan?
Same thing. It's still there, as far as we know. $2.39.
Okay. All right. Then, second question. The 2% bank fee that you brought in at the end of the last call, you said if you had a bank account, that would be waived. My question is that a Tier 1 bank account, or here in Oklahoma, if I have a bank account from the First Bank of Boca Chica, Oklahoma, would that work?
We don't know. I don't even know if they're doing the exchange. You know? So, and each bank is going to be doing their own thing. Okay? So we can't tell you that. You go to a bank and you got enough money, they shouldn't charge you any fee at all because you're getting ready to leave all your money in their bank. That's something you guys have to go negotiate. What I'm telling you is one of the exchanges sitting in there are telling us that their bank, which I cannot name, but it's a Tier 1 bank, is charging anybody who already has an account zero, and the highest that they're going to charge is 2%.
Okay.
Now, what that's based on, I don't know. But she said they're going between 0% and 2%.
Okay. Well, my accounts are with a Tier 1 bank. Hopefully it's the one you're talking about. But if not, for this kind of money, If it's 2%, I'm money ahead because I've budgeted a lot more than 2% bank fee, so I'll be fine. Third question, the Minister of Education you mentioned was a non-issue. Do you know why now, all of a sudden?
I think it's still a non-issue. It's just news, that's all. Has nothing to do with the CBI, nothing to do with the RV, nothing to do that it has to be completed before this goes. It's just news.
All right. And then, would you all surmise or guess that probably, just probably, this new governor of the CBI, if they were given the green light by all these agencies over there, that would be a non-issue now with everything going on?
Yeah, I think it's a non-issue because, again, they already know who he is. They didn't get to announce the RV when they thought they were. There has to be a reason, and that's why they haven't brought it up. There's no news there right now. If they took the vote yesterday, they haven't made it public.
I gotcha.
They had already, in the beginning, said, this is the guy. We did vote. Then they backed up, we didn't vote. He was sworn in. He wasn't sworn in. He's still going to be the guy.
Okay.
He just don't want it to happen until all the news comes out.
Right. And last but not least, just covering the bases here, we don't have to worry about any of this stuff being in this Gazette or any of that BS anymore, do we?
All done.
Okay.
We're not waiting for anything in the Gazette. We're waiting for a green light. Go. Now's the time we want to do it. It's
great. Last question. Listening to you about 3 years ago, Tony, you had said at one time, I want to still see if this still holds true with you, one of the best places that you knew of to exchange in this country was Tulsa, Oklahoma. Does that still hold true?
No, Tony never said that because I ain't never been to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I guarantee you I ain't never said that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I don't even know if Tulsa, Oklahoma really exists.
Okay. Now, let's do this. And I'm saying this. I'm saying this respectively. It was when DC was on, and you brought that up. You're talking about different places to exchange. You go back and listen to some of those calls. I know you have them. And you contradicted D.C. You said, no, the best place is where they got tumbleweeds. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma. I guarantee you said that. I guarantee it. You go back and listen. The recording will prove I'm right.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
I'm just going to go with you. Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks. Have a great
Thank
week.
You.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
Sir. All right.
404, Eric, you are on.
Don't get Rochelle in trouble.
404.
Don't
get Rochelle's information. Ooh, the whole room got quiet, didn't it?
Yeah. 404, you with us? Okay, we'll go to 415. 415 area code, you are on. 415 area code.
415.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I certainly am hoping it will be a happy independent. Can't you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh. Just a second. Let me turn off this other thing that. Just a second.
Yeah, try turning off that other thing.
Yeah, I just turned it off. Thank you. I was calling because my question is, I am still having a problem. I was wondering, when you get the 800 number, will they tell you what bank to go to? Or do you have a choice of bank? So they will say go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Chase or City?
No, I don't know that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I ask you the information, and then from that point, I really don't know, because there's going to be 1-800 number. If they're going to give you an option which bank to go to, and then they're going to schedule your appointment. By which one to go to, I meant which location where somebody was qualified to handle your amount of currency.
Okay.
Now, which bank itself, I do not know.
I've been looking into banks. I don't have a bank account with one of the big banks. Actually, I have issues with Wells Fargo. So of course, I was glad to hear you say you could negotiate. I mean, you could always open an account, like Ray said, I think, on the last call before you were to exchange. But, you know, if you had an account at Wells Fargo and they wanted you to go to Bank of America, then, you know, you'd have to do some negotiating or some maneuvering there, which sounds like I would be able to do. Okay, well, I'm thinking about that. The other thing is that what I wanted to say was, in the new ARP magazine, there is a picture of a grandmother in Iraq, and she is now, because her sons got killed and all this other kind of stuff, she's taking care of 23 grandchildren. And she said that the tears on her face never dry because she's 61, and she's in poor health, and she doesn't know what's going to happen to them. But that was just one of these horrible, sad things. I don't have any contacts with Iraq, and I have a bunch of things I have to do for my self first, but it would be nice to be able to somehow know that she gets helped after the RV. So I just wanted to mention to any other people that subscribe to ARP, they could see her picture, and her name, I believe, is in there. So that's what I want to mention, and I do thank you both so much for your kind and patient and really loving information. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, let's try 404 again. 404, are you ready? Well, we have a case here. Somebody clearly is not paying attention. 704.
Okay.
Who are you?
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
704, you're on.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Tony, do you think that different banks will have they'll have a cap, there'll be a cap, or it's all going to have to be negotiated, or, you know, on these rates that when we exchange?
The banks are in competition, guys. So all their rates are supposed to be a little different, all their perks a little bit different, and what they're offering. If they all have hard caps as far as contracts, amounts, we won't know until this goes live, because we'll have people at different banks. Hopefully everybody will be reporting back to us, contacting us, giving us what they went through, so we'll help everybody else out. I'll let you know that. But everything won't be the same at every bank because it's competition.
Right. I've got four currencies, you know, the big four, dinar, dong, rupee, and zim. When we call in, do we need to give them all four of those, or do we need just the big two, or what?
They need to know the total amount of currency that you have, so they will send you to the right location to process your dollar amount.
Okay. All right, man, that's it. Hey, Ray, this is the Lone Wolf.
Hey, your car looks good.
I don't know if... Did you like that? Is that okay with you?
Yes, looks pretty good. I didn't have a way to reach you, so I just thought if I remembered, I would say something on the call. So I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, my numbers, I'm going to change. I'm getting rid of everything, computers, phones. I'm going to start completely over.
Okay.
You know, and just go dark for a few days. But, yeah, maybe you can share that with Tony, what it looked like and all. But I just thought it would be nice. You know, when you leave a tip and you want to leave somebody $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is, just throw down the card and keep on going, and you're done with it.
Okay, but you're not going to have your name on it, though, right?
Yeah, that's all I did was put Lone Wolf. I just put my handle on it.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna put on it. So they'll know that they'll know who it was, but not exactly who it was. So. And that's why I did the TNT, Super Fantastic. Did it in a more bold, larger print. You know, at the top.
Okay, Ray, send it to me so I can see it.
Will do.
Okay, guys. Thanks for all your help. Hopefully this is the last one.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See you later.
All righty. Take care. 334 area code. You're on.
Hi. Is that me?
That's you.
Well, good afternoon. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Right. I just have one question. I heard someone else on the call, and they were asking about the information that you put in the forum. I have been listening to you all for about 9 years. I've been in this for about 10 years, and I wanted to know, I still don't understand hardly anything about banking, and I wanted to know, like, is there something out there to learn for dummies? You know, because I really feel like dumb when it comes to banking and anything. And I don't know who to trust. Do I trust the bankers and all of that? How do I feel comfortable with that, like with the wealth manager?
Hmm. I'm sure there is a book, Banking for Dummies. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Okay.
They have a book for everything. But anything that you want to know about banks, you can Google and it explains it. It will explain to you who U.S. Treasury is. You can go see that.
Okay.
Who the Federal Reserve. You can Google it. It tells you exactly who owns it. You can Google how banks operate, and it will give you fractional banking overnight. And it's in simplistic terms with diagrams, and some will actually have videos. So everybody can understand exactly how a bank operates, where their money comes from, and everything else. Now, as far as trusting wealth managers, it's like anything else. Mm-hmm. There are good people, there's bad people. There's knowledgeable people, and there's people that are going to pretend to be knowledgeable. And you're going to have to sort that out.
I
myself, and I've told you guys, experience, went to a investment property, and the guy gave me all his credentials on the walls, and he's never lost money with anybody. And I played golf with the president, and I did this and that. And next thing you know, I'm losing $100,000, $8,000. The company's contacting me and asking me, do I want to press charges or do something? After this guy did all this, which I didn't, I probably should have. So that's going to be up to you. And you guys got to remember, most of all, even your wealth managers don't know how the bank operates. They just go in there and do their job.
Right.
They know that. And they know their job is they work for the bank, and they're supposed to sell the products that the bank tells them to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a wealth manager. And she said they meet every morning, even without the RV. They meet at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, all of them together. They go over their conference, and this is what we're going to push today, or this is what we're going to push this week. And they have to go through and find out what clients can buy what the bank is telling them to sell. And that's what they're going to try and sell you, good, bad, or indifferent, because that's their job.
Right. Right.
Now, if I'm telling a guy you're in competition with this bank, You better tell me what's making money. And you guys
got
to remember.
I need to do some
contracts.
Research. Okay.
Yes, listen. And get
I need
with
to
them.
Do research on different banks, right, Tony?
On different banks. And there is, you can actually go out there and find out. I gave you guys the link, and it just came.
Yes.
One of them came to me this morning, but I deleted it already. It tells you every month what the results are from the Treasury Department
mm-hmm.
inspecting banks, who got write-ups,
mm-hmm.
who didn't get write-up,
okay.
who was overvalued.
Okay.
So you can scrutinize banks themselves, but you
okay.
need to scrutinize individual bankers,
okay,
individual
okay.
wealth managers, because their
okay.
goal is to get paid. And some of them
right.
get paid both ways, in and out. That means whether you make
right.
money or not, they're going to get
uh-huh.
paid. So they're going to try and put
okay.
you in as many transactions as they can, because they're going to get
okay.
paid regardless.
Okay.
You want to go with somebody, and maybe outside the bank, that only gets paid when you make a profit.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's, okay. That's a good idea. I know every time you or Ray send out a link, I try to, you know, go over it and get as much information as I can. And I know, Ray, you had said one time, when it happens, don't just go out spending money to just hold
mm-hmm.
it and wait and, you know, make plans and preparations and see what I have and what I can do with what I have.
Right.
So that is my plan. I don't plan on, because I do want it to last, like you said, for generations. So I'm trying to get as much information. That's why I don't call and talk much. I mostly listen, because everybody has so much knowledge and information to ask, and they ask questions that I don't know to ask. So, but, and I thank you all so much for that. And I will be doing a lot more studying. And Ray, I will take your advice and just wait a minute and, you know, and get
yes.
everything settled. So,
okay.
I really appreciate all of that information. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and safe holiday, you and your family. And we hope to talk with you all soon.
Okay.
All right, thank
I
want to
you. Make you my new best friend.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. You all
thank
have
you.
A great day.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right, you too.
Okay.
413, area code, you are on.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I am fantastic.
I am super fantastic.
Nth degree.
How are
I just
you?
Had to hear it again. I'm doing great. I wanted to ask a question. I think you answered it, but it was some time ago. And I want to say to maybe take away a little more nervousness from the masses. Because of seeing people, I'm not that old, old enough. And because I've seen a handful of people go through divorces, close friends, and because of seeing people go through issues with deaths and families, and I want to say all these things because of money. Can you say, or do you remember, if I believe someone called up at one point and asked if they themselves didn't have a son, a daughter, a spouse, a close relative, if they were kind of on their own, what would you advise them to help them with their process? You always say, you know, do a POD, you know, go and talk to the bank, certain things that you have to have in place. Maybe a couple well-known or not so well-known organizations that someone could tie themselves to, so if something happened to them, that their legacy could continue. I don't know if you know what I'm speaking to or not, but I thought you kind of answered that question at one point, but I don't remember what the response was.
You were asking once you get all this wealth and you have no family, who should you leave it to that could carry on with your wishes?
No, not so much. But I mean, how do you, if there are people that don't have the resources. I am fortunate. I have family, people in the banking industry and investment industry, and I have a handful of people that I could work with for resources. So I have a little bit of confidence. And all this is going to be new for many of us. But I was just curious for those who don't have many people, even if they do have some family members that they just don't feel that they could, you know, because of issues that they can work with.
This is what I would do. All right. And I would, and Ray can tell you, I would create a foundation like I'm doing, you know, and my daughter's name, Keisha's Kids. And I would leave my wealth to that foundation with specific directions on who I want that foundation to assist and how I want it done. Because that's what would be occurring while I'm living, and I'd want it to continue after my death. And that would be my legacy if I'm looking at it. But it belongs to a foundation, and there's a board in the foundation and directions they're supposed to follow legally. And that way I'm not concerned with any one person going out spending it, but I know it's being used for the purpose I created. So
that's
what
great.
I would look to do.
And I know you mentioned that in one of the previous calls, private charitable family foundations.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So
and
Ray can tell you what he would do. And he's probably going to say, I would leave it to Ray. But anyway.
That thought crossed my mind a few minutes ago. But that when you're seriously looking for some place, then, yeah, like Tony was just saying, follow your passion. What's your passion? And then create a foundation around that passion, and then there'll be a board of people that will follow those directives and keep it going.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to just mention, I didn't want to, and I'm not speaking to politics, but just know it was a bunch of years ago when the calls were taking place. I don't know if it was could have been back when the transition was with D.C. and so forth. I don't recall exactly what year it was, but I did see before Donald Trump was even a scratch on the scratch to be president, run for president, I did watch a program on TV where he announced that he himself purchased these foreign currencies. I was trying to go back to that interview. It was just, he was like kind of on the street. Maybe he was in New York or something on the street when they interviewed him. And so I heard it myself. It had nothing to do with any other broadcasting, any other political anything. It was just, and I was like, at that point, it was like, I did do something that I thought I should have done. but it was just more, they wiped it off of, you couldn't look it up on the internet. I couldn't find the interview to go back to it to see the detail of it, but it did happen. So I thought it was interesting anyway at that point. And, When you were talking about the woman that came on and was asking about, you know, resources for people that have lived in these countries where, you know, there has been wars and these horrible things are, we know this is right under our feet as well as overseas. But do you know if the humanitarian projects are going to be available for all the countries that are participating in the exchange?
I do not. The only ones I know of are is Zimbabwe to get their rate. That's all we were told. If you have a humanitarian project for there, you would get a higher rate for the Zim. Is exactly the way it was put to me.
Okay. Okay. And when you say, can it just be, can the humanitarian project, because, you know, again, a lot of us don't know how these, until things evolve, until things move forward, we don't know. It's like a lot of people won't listen to us, won't communicate to us about this, might even completely shut us off because they think we're crazy. So I've had my share, and it's okay. I'm curious about how these it'll be a humanitarian project that's the bank, or it's already like formed, it's in place, or if it's something like you know, you have a certain need to fulfill or something with different countries or different locations or within the United States. Is that the I mean, to say for Zimbabwe,
so,
it's just for them, or if it's, can it expand and can you do other countries with it? Or that's, I guess, where I'm going with it. I'm trying to find out if these things evolve and interconnect.
Okay. We were told months ago and years ago that there had to be a humanitarian project dealing with Zimbabwe and that Zimbabwe approved. Now, is that still the case? I don't know. I can't see some banker or some wealth manager who didn't even know about this a week ago or a month ago sitting across from me looking at my project and saying, okay, yeah, I think it looks good. I'm going to give you this rate. But they don't even have a clue where Zimbabwe is on the map. So it can't be left to them, and that's maybe why 90-day period of time.
Okay.
So I think since it is Zimbabwe currency, they're looking for things that help them if they're going to give out the higher rate. It would make sense. If you want to know what helps them, you can do what my wife did yesterday, because somebody called me, same conversation, what project should I be looking at? And she Googled humanitarian projects in Zimbabwe, and they have a list of humanitarian projects in the areas that they're looking for help in. So you can look in one of those areas or try to come up with something on your own that any country with 95% unemployment could use that would help create jobs, income, food, clothes, shelter, something.
Right. Well, that was actually that's what it was. I saw I'm trying to remember what the product was, but I saw a gentleman's story who he was really not going down the right path and did a complete 360 and started, you know, creating wells. And he came from a family that had some wealth and some support, but he wasn't directing his energies in the right direction and turned it around and started doing something and created a real movement with, you know, clean water. And I've seen other other items that basically I would say with instruction of for a specific unit could be shipped or dispersed into any area and allow a small community or small group of people to at least start creating like a water system for themselves. And so that's what I had for an idea. I saw something and I wanted to just say that I think that would be great for anywhere. It'd be great for right here, for God's sake. Forget it. I mean, any location I don't think would be bad. And it's one of those things that's like an instantaneous, it's a start, you know, where you don't need more than the people interested in it to take advantage of it.
Okay, and I don't know about your project and what it's going to take to get approved, but guys, just submit them. And what you're talking about, we have an NFL player. They're doing the same thing. They're building wells over there or putting them in $35,000 or something a piece. It was really cheap, but they're digging them and bringing water where there is none. It could be any project like that. I don't know.
Right.
But when you go to your appointment, ask them how long does it take, and then you decide if the weight is good enough for you to go ahead and do that, okay?
Well, the weight's going to be good enough. All right. I've been waiting 10 years. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, we're going to cut this one short today, ladies and gents. Let's wrap
okay,
it up,
guys. Let me tell you, we're talking about humanitarian projects. A lot of those can take place right here at home, regardless. I mean, just getting the contract rate and people looking for something to do. Each one reach one to teach one. I'm going to tell you there's something on the internet, and you guys can Google it and look at it for yourself. There's a 17-year-old kid yesterday posted on the internet. He's getting ready to age out of the system, and he's asking and he's begging for somebody to adopt him. He says, in September, I'm out of the system. I've been in foster homes or in the system since I was 12. Nobody adopted me. Nobody wanted me. There's nobody to show me the way. Get it. Look at it for yourself. He says, I just want to go to the military. I just want to grow. I just need somebody to show me how. When you have a child on the internet begging for something like that, those are things that we can fix. Those are people we can help. And it's not somebody you got to turn around. It's somebody trying to go in the right direction that's just asking for help. And now we're able to help him. And he's right here in this country. He's one of us. I mean, all people all over the world are us, but, I mean, American citizen. You don't have to go overseas to help. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's plenty of people who need help right here. You guys Google that. Look at it. Look at this young man. Clean cut. I mean, he knows what he wants to do. He just doesn't know how to do it. There's probably a million of him out there in that system as they get aged out and thrown to the street, because that's what happens. The day he turns 18, he's out and he's on the street. We've talked about it. You think about it. Now's the time right now to formulate a plan to help somebody else with the blessing you're about to receive. So with that, I'm going to say I'm looking for the 800 numbers because that's what they told me to do. So I'm looking for it. Everything's supposed to be live on Friday morning. We'll see if it happens. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy your life. Enjoy the 4th. But stay visual and listen for the phone to ring. Because I think we just might make it this time. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us on this day Wednesday. Mike. Happy 4th of July to you. Keep believing. We sure do. Okay, we seem to have a technical challenge here. Stand by.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
One recording down. We seem to have a malfunction here. Just a moment, we'll have the other line. Okay. That did it.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Oh, you gotta believe. They have to abound now. Your time would get saved.
they cometh in the morning.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for the call, any day, any hour, any minute. Time will tell. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.